Hello, my name is Ryan Dunn, and I wanted to talk to you today about Windows Azure. Specifically, I wanted to help answer the question, what is Windows Azure? In the shortest of definitions, Windows Azure is Microsoft's cloud computing offering. With a bit more detail, Windows Azure runs your applications at scale in a reliable, available, and fault-tolerant manner. We do this by providing the fundamental services every application needs. Before we visit the components of Windows Azure, let's first consider the problems that Windows Azure attempts to solve. You, as an application owner today, have more to worry about than just your great idea and your application. In addition to the logic of the application, you'll need to worry about all the stuff that's required to run your app and keep it running. Specifically, how to procure hardware to run your application, and usually for many environments like QA, staging, test, recovery, in addition to the production environment. For each one of those environments, the app owner has to worry about installing and maintaining the OS. Next, you have to worry about the network, configuring load balancers, VLANs, etc. If that's not enough, you're also responsible for troubleshooting the hardware when it fails or needs more capacity, replacing failed drives, memory modules, adding storage. But wait! Assuming you get all of that under control and find time to actually write new features for your application, how do you seamlessly upgrade or patch your application without downtime? If it feels like you're a nose above drowning in the management tasks, you're not alone. It can be complicated and ultimately expensive to manage this yourself, in both real dollar terms as well as opportunity costs to what you could have been working on. What if we could abstract away all this stuff and let you focus on what really matters? Your application and its features. Well, with Windows Azure, that is exactly what we've done. By focusing on your application and factoring out the common management tasks, we've provided an app-centric model where you provide just your code with a little bit of metadata and we execute it. To understand how this is done, let's dig a bit into the components of Windows Azure. In the cloud, we have many virtualized instances of Windows running your application in what we call the fabric. The fabric is the bit of magic that allows us to easily provision applications, detect failures, and automatically spin up new instances to replace the failed ones. It also manages updates so you have zero downtime applications running. The fabric is what's responsible for abstracting away so much of that cruft we talked about earlier. We also have storage services in the cloud that allow you to store large amounts of information and keep it close to your application logic. These storage services are independently accessible as well as scalable of your application. And because we manage the storage system, you can rely on them to be fault tolerant and highly available as well. When you deploy an application in Windows Azure, that bit of metadata that accompanies your code, which we call the service model, describes to the fabric how many instances you want and what roles they will play in your deployment, whether it's a web role, worker role, or something else. Using this information, the fabric will work its magic to provision those roles onto the instances, wire up the network, load balancers, DNS, and start to monitor your roles. One of the most important benefits of Windows Azure is the scalability or elasticity of the service. Like clicking a dial, you can very easily scale up the number of instances you require to run your application, and just as importantly, easily scale it back down with a few clicks when you don't need it anymore to save cost. All of the configuration required to get those instances ready and actually handling your application is done by the fabric. This has some very important consequences and relieves you of some very difficult guesswork. Namely, how do you size your application and predict the load? As an app owner, you can make some guesses about how your application will need to scale based on time. But the reality can often be drastically different. Where our infrastructure fails to meet demand, we can lose customers. and where our capacity outstrips our demand, we have wasted money. Since you can easily scale your application in Windows Azure to track to your application's demand, you can end up saving a lot of money and capturing more customers. Now, at this point, you may be saying to yourself, what's the catch? This sounds too good to be true. It must be difficult to develop for, right? Or only a limited number of apps can run in here. While some architectural changes are necessary to take full advantage of the cloud and Windows Azure, we actually leverage the same tools and technologies that you've been using for years. In fact, we make it easy for you to get started by providing an entire local developer fabric and storage services that emulate the ones in the cloud. This allows you to develop applications much as you would today and gives your developers the ability to quickly build out services and applications, debug and troubleshoot locally, and when finally ready, push that out to the cloud. To get started building your next cloud application, visit channel9.msdn.com/Azure. You'll find links to get registered for the CTP. You can download the SDKs and tools, find training, videos, and more.